My baby does the hanky panky.
Michigan broadcast AM 1500 KSTP. Shadowman at the board, Clyde Lewis. And standing by in big time Minneapolis, a woman who does not understand this show. Hello, Gloria.
Yes, hello. I almost fainted. I couldn't believe what I just heard. Somebody called you up, and they asked you a question, and you called them a character assassinator. And you're the biggest character assassinator on the radio, because most of your show is either slandering someone or undermining someone or mocking Jesus or something to that effect.
Mocking Jesus?
Oh, you do it many, many times.
Well, give me an example.
Oh, I've heard you say things about... I wouldn't repeat what you said about Jesus.
Because you can't think of any examples.
I thought maybe somebody, maybe some anti-Christ capitalist friend maybe gave you 30 pieces of silver. I don't know what it was. But you said nasty things about people, and that's mostly what your show consists of, is always undermining people. So when you call this man a character, he just asked a question.
He right away started out saying that this guy was making up the story about having trouble with the FBI without even knowing the man.
I know you said something very filthy once about General MacArthur.
I said something filthy about MacArthur. Maybe that's what you're confusing the Jesus thing with. I did one time say something about MacArthur that wasn't too nice.
Really? I don't mean... Hello?
I'm with you.
I don't mean something controversial. I don't mean talking about an issue or talking about politics or talking about something international. I'm talking about his character. You said it to me, as a matter of fact.
MacArthur?
Yes.
What did I say?
I talked to you once about a year ago, and I said that Harry Truman fired him because of Korea. And you said no. Harry Truman fired him because...
Insubordination.
Exactly what you said.
Insubordination.
No. You said because he caught him with J. Edgar Hoover.
That sounds more like me.
It's a joke. Yeah, everything is a joke for you. Everything is a joke.
That is funny, come to think of it. Did I say that? Caught him with J. Edgar Hoover. This is a funny show.
When he died also.
Pardon me?
You said nasty things about Frank Sinatra, too, when he died.
What did I say about Frank?
You said you didn't know how on earth anybody like him could get to heaven. I don't know how anybody...
Well, now, I don't know if I actually said that. Doesn't sound like me.
Oh, yes.
No.
I think even a priest called you up or something. But how could you get to heaven when you betray Jesus? You're always mocking Christianity, and you're always betraying Jesus.
I think I only mock fundamentalists.
Well,
I'm actually a big fan of Jesus. I just think some people screwed up the message a little bit. It tends to be the intolerant fundamentalist that I love to have fun with. But
and then I spoke to you last Friday, and you made fun of me because I wouldn't tell you where my father worked.
No, I actually didn't make fun of you. I made fun of your father
He worked in a sweatshop and in a factory on machines. So what's the big deal? But in those
I don't know.
Days,
you wouldn't tell me what he did for a living. And
I told you. How were the factories the first 50 years in America? They were terrible. How did they? Before the unions came along, they were sweatshops.
Yeah.
And the millionaires made millions and millions of dollars, and they exploited people. And as far as I'm concerned, one sweatshop is just as bad as another one. I don't even want to talk about the way one group of immigrant slaves they used after the other, and how they what they did to the workers.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I heard you call you called a lot of people names. I heard you call Dr. Laura a witch.
No, I called her the stomping mayor.
Well, I know, but your whole show is based on speaking. And once somebody asked you if you was a veteran of World War II, and you said yes.
I did?
Yes.
Huh.
You said you was in World War II, and you say it with, if people didn't know, they would believe what you said. You said it so serious.
Well, you can't believe anything you hear on this show. We just said milk was bad for you.
Okay. You know? So in other words, your show is just joking.
Oh, it's kind of a lark.
I just wanted to set the... I know I call because it's so easy to get through to you. I mean...
Well, I know it is. This ain't exactly the Rush Limbaugh program. I'm a late-night guy in flyover land on an AM station. Not exactly rocking the big time. Huh?
You're the easiest person in the world to get through to.
Yeah, I know. I know. There is no one easier here at KSTP than I. I've said that time and time again.
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
The line isn't even busy.
It's never busy. I've never in the history of this show had all five lines filled, ever. So I agree with you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
By the way, ma'am?
Yeah.
You're kind of a big mouth.
Thank you very much.
I mean, you're kind of an obnoxious, kind of a... Hello? But keep listening. We need the boost in the ratings. Because that's another thing that's hurting on this program. Quite frankly, I don't know what the heck to do.